now Meta is censoring direct criticism, opinion criticism, of Kamala Harris. Let's talk about what's happening to Judicial Watch first, because to me it's kind of indicative and a symptom of a very serious issue as it relates to election interference and censorship. Now, I've told you previously how Facebook has censored Judicial Watch after we posted material from the from the District of Columbia's government. They gave us the file saying 113 people had voted in the 2024 presidential primary. And they censored that. They pretended, well, no, it doesn't say they voted in the primary. It does say that. They're saying, oh, no, they shouldn't have because they wouldn't have gotten the ballots. Well, that's not what the documents say. So completely accurate, censored. Of course, the left is very sensitive about Americans thinking non-citizens are voting in the elections. In D.C., they let non-citizens vote in the local elections. And we get a list saying they voted in the presidential primary. So how does that work? So they censored it. Facebook censored it. And following that, we have TikTok repeatedly censoring Judicial Watch, talking about election integrity, talking about COVID, and talking about censorship. I've already been banned from TikTok. I was banned, I think. When was I banned? I was thrown off TikTok about 2 years ago, I think, at this point. They didn't tell me why. Of course, TikTok is controlled by the Chinese communist government, ultimately. So they're engaged in election interference. I'm wondering if the FBI and the government agencies and all the folks who are concerned about foreign interference, which is a code usually for Trump, are they looking at China's foreign interference in our elections by censoring critics of the regime? TikTok just censored two more Judicial Watch videos complaining about TikTok censorship, believe it or not. So the big news this week with respect to censorship was an admission by Mark Zuckerberg, who runs Meta. So Meta owns Facebook and owns Instagram. And Meta wrote a letter to Jim Jordan, who's chairman of the Committee on Judiciary. And in this letter, he makes a confession, admission, apology, whatever you want to call it. It's written very carefully, but it's still confirmation about how much censorship has taken place by the government through Facebook. There's a lot of talk right now around how the U.S. government interacts with companies like Meta, and I want to be clear about a position. Our platforms are for everyone. We're about promoting speech and helping people connect in a safe and secure way. As part of this, we regularly hear from governments around the world and others with various concerns around public discourse and public safety. Now, safety is a code for censorship, just so you know. They don't mean safety. I mean, it would include, you know, inciting violence and things like that, but that's not what they really mean. For the left, any critique of the left is, quote, unsafe. Any critique of their policies is, quote, unsafe. So when they talk about safety, they mean anything that the left doesn't like. So listen to this admission. In 2021, senior officials from the Biden administration, including the White House, repeatedly pressured our team for months to censor certain COVID-19 content, including humor and satire, and expressed a lot of frustration with our teams when we didn't agree. Ultimately, it was our decision whether or not to take content down, and we own our decisions, including COVID-19 related changes we made to our enforcement in the wake of this pressure. I believe the government pressure was wrong, and I regret that we were not more outspoken about it. I also think we made some choices that, with the benefit of hindsight and new information, we wouldn't make today. Like I said to our teams at the time, I feel strongly we should not compromise our content standards due to pressure from any administration in either direction, and we're ready to push back if something like this happens again. So let's look at that paragraph a bit more carefully, should we? Now, a lot of that information was an admission based on the reality that the documents were produced showing what happened here happened. It's been litigated in, I guess, Missouri and other states have sued for this censorship. Now, he says it was Facebook's decision alone. Well, you know, if the government is forcing you to do things and the White House is pressuring you, how is it your decision alone? So millions of Americans had their voices censored by Facebook, and Zuckerberg says in hindsight maybe that was not right. It affected the wealth, health, well-being of countless Americans, and Facebook was essentially following the dictates of supporters of government destruction of our rights and our freedoms and suppression and destruction of our economy. All while protecting China. Because remember, what issue was a big target of censorship? The idea that COVID was a virus that was man-made, or the result of, quote, gain-of-function, unquote, research funded by the U.S. government in China. And that was censored for years, practically speaking. And now only do they allow you to even raise that issue. But here you have confirmation from one of America's leading businessmen, Zuckerberg. We can criticize him, but he's a leader. He's a business leader. Facebook is one of the most important companies in the country. Or Meta is. That the Biden White House wanted Facebook to censor you. Is that impeachable? I think it is. Of course, Republicans aren't going to do anything about it. Of course, Judicial Watch is still facing this censorship. Now, is it as explicit? I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. But I think it's mightily convenient that, you know, we are repeatedly targeted with censorship that seems to fit nicely with the propaganda narrative interests of left-wing government leaders, whether it be in the District of Columbia or Washington, D.C., or generally. It's happening now around another election. Speaking of another election, in the next paragraph, he highlights and confesses to how the FBI essentially interfered in the prior election for Joe Biden. In a separate situation, the FBI warned us about a potential Russian disinformation operation about the Biden family and Burisma in the lead up to the 2020 election. That fall, when we saw a New York Post story reporting on corruption allegations involving then Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's family, we sent that story to fact checkers, the fake left-wing fact checkers that are basically operatives for the Democrats, for review and temporarily demoted it while waiting for a reply. It's since then been made clear that the reporting was not Russian disinformation, and in retrospect, we shouldn't have demoted the story because the FBI told us to. He didn't put that in there, but that's what they did. We've changed our policies and processes to make sure this doesn't happen again. For instance, we no longer temporarily demote things in the United States while waiting for fact checkers. No, but the left-wing fact checkers come in after the fact, and then you demote it. How does that work? And let's look at this paragraph again. This is new information, at least to me, because they said the FBI warned us about Russian disinformation operation about Biden family and Burisma in the lead up to the 2020 election. Well, that's not how it was described previously. It's been described previously that the FBI had been vague about what to look out for, that they were worried about foreign interference and people should be on the lookout for it. And that the social media companies then, when the Biden story came out, the Hunter Biden laptop, said, oh, this is what they were telling us about. Let's censor it. Here, Zuckerberg says much more specifically, they knew they were going to there was more information coming out about Hunter Biden and Burisma, and to be on the lookout for it. Well, that really is a dramatic change in the storyline and suggests that the interference in the election was much more substantial and planned than has previously been known. I mean, Judicial Watch is finding out information and disclosed how the CIA intervened to help suppress the Hunter Biden laptop story. Those 50 writers or former intel officials with that Democrat Biden campaign document pretending that it was Russia disinformation. Isn't it amazing how all of these, in retrospect, mistaken censorship that benefited politically Joe Biden in a campaign and may have led to the defeat, I know I used the term defeat loosely there, of President Trump. Oh, well, that was a mistake. And they want us to believe no harm, no foul. Well, there was harm. Our election was ruined because of it. And that's the most charitable way of putting it. And then the last part of the letter, Zuckerberg goes into the so-called Zuckerbucks scandal. Zuckerberg gave almost $500 million to left-wing nonprofits, supposedly to help local governments manage their elections. And the analysis of those monies and the way that money was used suggested it was just turned into a basically get-out-to-vote operation for the Democratic Party. And this is what Zuckerberg said about that. Apart from content moderation, when someone says content moderation, they mean censorship. I want to address the contributions I made during the last presidential cycle to support electoral infrastructure. The idea here was to make sure local election jurisdictions across the country had the resources they needed to help people vote safely during the global pandemic. And that meant changing rules, right? Making elections less secure so people supposedly could vote more easily. Increasing the opportunities for voter fraud and undermining confidence in the elections generally. I made these contributions through the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative. They were designed to be nonpartisan, spread across urban, rural, and suburban communities. Still, despite the analyses I've seen showing otherwise, I know that some people believe this work benefited one party over the other. So he disputes whether it was benefiting one ideology or one party over the other. And my goal is to be neutral and not play a role one way or another or even appear to be playing a role. So I don't plan on making a similar contribution this cycle. So no more election interference from Zuckerberg. Well, you know, that's all sweet, isn't it? I interfered in the last election through working with the FBI to help Joe Biden. I helped the Biden administration censor COVID skepticism, vaccine skepticism, questions about China's involvement in COVID, and questions about shutdowns and things like that. And don't worry, I'm not going to do it anymore. That's the suggestion of the letter. But as I just described, they are doing it. They're censoring questions about non-citizens voting, which is the number one issue for many Americans, given the invasion under Biden-Harris. They're censoring criticism of Kamala Harris. How do I know that? Because I'm the target of it. Look at this video. It was a video I posted on Instagram, And what I do on Instagram is I will post videos of me just watching a news clip or an interview, sometimes mostly saying nothing, usually just, you know, watching it with a, you know, a pithy comment or something underneath. And this video, Kamala Harris is describing what to me is just pure communism. Let's run it.
I will snatch their patent so that we will take over. And yes, we can do that. Yes, yes, we can do that. Yes, we can do that. It's what it's the question is, do you have the will to do it? I have the will to do it.
Well, did you see that garbage underneath it there? So the video went out. I think it got some attention, relatively speaking. I don't have a, I have a big presence on Instagram, but it's not a massive following. And they slapped and vandalized, they slapped a vandalizing comment. Or wait, they vandalized my post with a fake fact check. I mean, I'm furious about it. I'm furious about it because the fact check does nothing to address the issue of whether this is a communist scheme, the seizure of private property. And here was my reaction on Instagram to the censorship.
You want to know why it looks like I'm going to explode, like I'm going to pop sometimes? It's because of the censorship on platforms like this. Look what Instagram and Meta are doing here. Censoring this content about Kamala Harris's support for the communist Marxist confiscation of private property, specifically the patents owned by Americans. They're pretending it needs context. It doesn't need any context, so they slap this fake fact check on it to suppress and censor this post. Zuckerberg's out there apologizing for censoring Americans in 2020 by suppressing the Hunter laptop and then working with the Biden White House to censor Americans again. Well, he's doing it right now, seemingly to help the left win in 2024. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to stop the heavy lifting for the truth. I'm not going to let this election interference stop me or Judicial Watch.
Yeah, I mean, I look like I'm going to Hulk out over there because I'm furious about it. This is what I posted on Twitter. This is a good summary here. Meta just censored my IG post, my Instagram post, detailing Kamala Harris's communist threats to seize patents. So despite apologies for prior election interference, Zuckerberg's Meta continues to censor material to help the left's election goals. There you have it. So Meta's censoring criticism of non-citizen voting in District of Columbia, or the details of it. I mean, the information we receive from the D.C. government suggests a crime may have taken place. And now Meta is censoring direct criticism, opinion criticism, of Kamala Harris. So when they say, let's go to the fake fact check, let's read it what it says. The language they, the label they apply to my comment there. Let's bring that missing content. Independent fact checkers. Well, that's dishonest. It's one fact checker from a left-wing group. Say information in this post could mislead people. What information? There's no information. I'm actually listening to what she says. And she's suggesting what she can do is legal. That's not the dispute. The dispute whether it's communist or not, frankly. It's absurd. I don't even know why I'm even arguing it. But this is the absurdity we're facing. And when Instagram does that, they suppress the content. So when the fact check says you've got missing context here, it means that it's distributed to fewer people. People who go to share it get dinged as well. So it's really effectively suppressed and censored in a way that, I mean, I can't even measure. All 60 days or so before the election. And, you know, I'm not out there saying vote one way or the other, even in my personal capacity. I mean, to me, it's like communism. I'm going to call communism out when I see it. I don't get involved in every jot and tittle, every argument over the campaigning and who shot John and all of that. I don't do that. But when you have like extremist statements like by a politician and someone in power threatening to seize private property, personally, and as head of Judicial Watch, I'm going to say something that's dangerous. That's something that, even though, quote, is law, would be subject to legal challenge and is essentially communism. And Zuckerberg, the same week he's apologizing for censoring election-related controversies in a way to help the left, is doing it again. And Zuckerberg, I'm sure, knows about this, or his top people do. I mean, it's not like I'm a shrinking violet, right? I mean, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, and we know who to complain to about this. So they know that they know what's going on, and they still haven't done anything about it. And what's happening, and just so you know, the way it works is Facebook employees, they give money to outside third party so-called independent fact checkers. They're not independent. And in this case, the fact checker puts out a fake fact check targeting and abusing Judicial Watch and me. And they get the benefit of clicks going to their page as people explore the fake fact check. So they're stealing or leveraging our work to get clicks. So they're hopelessly conflicted, in addition to getting money for doing it, from Facebook or Meta. And Meta's pretending they're independent. They're about as, you know, they're as independent as Meta is from the Biden White House, right? So I'm pretty ticked about it. But, you know, we just don't complain. Obviously, this is something we're working on right now in terms of ongoing censorship. We have a lawsuit against California state officials over illegal censorship, unconstitutional censorship of a Judicial Watch Weekly update, just like this, just before the 2020 election. And YouTube took down the video at the request of the California Secretary of State's office. Perfectly accurate video. So we have a lawsuit ongoing there. We have multiple lawsuits. I'm going to talk about like government monitoring slash kind of an element of censorship, because monitoring is an element of censorship in my view. You don't censor unless you know what you want to censor. I don't know about you, but I think in America, we should be able to post stuff on the internet without worrying about a government bureaucrat or appointee creating a file on us. Not only is this a kind of an election-related issue, but this is a core First Amendment issue. You have the targeting of Elon Musk by the left here in the United States, by the Biden administration, multiple agencies targeting Musk in retaliation for his promoting free speech on the internet. You have the head of Telegram. I have a Telegram account. Judicial Watch has a great Telegram account if you're not watching it. But some French leftists essentially have turned the head of Telegram into a political hostage by arresting him, detaining him, and not allowing them to leave the country because he's, quote, complicit in content they don't like on Telegram. Brazil's threatening Musk's operations. I think he's already shut down Twitter. Now they're targeting his Starlink operation, which is another vehicle for maintaining independence from the government, right? Because Starlink, you don't have to go through government to get access to Starlink, meaning they can't shut down the traditional internet pathways to stop your communications because that doesn't apply to Starlink, as best as I understand it. But it's all about punishing Musk. I mean, practically speaking, Musk can't travel to the UK or to much of Europe because of the left's attack on free speech there and threats of arrest. I'm frankly hesitant to travel to Europe personally, given what the UK's left-wing government's now saying about the speech that they'll arrest individuals for, even outside the United States. And where is the Bush administration? Excuse me, the Biden administration in defending Musk and Starlink and X from the predations of the left in the EU and the UK and Brazil? You know where they are? They're rooting for it behind the scenes, I suspect. So there's a transnational effort to destroy your right to free speech, your God-given right to free speech. We have the First Amendment here. You'd think that'd be a protection. It isn't. When you have the White House opposed to it, literally the government, I mean, the Democratic Party wants to modify the First Amendment to control political speech. Fact check that, fact checkers. That's true. You had Zuckerberg admitting he was censoring Americans by the millions, tens of millions, at the behest of the FBI and the Biden administration. I didn't mean to go on so long about censorship, but I tell you, if we don't have the right to free speech in this country, boy, a lot of our other rights can quickly go down the drain. I mean, Judicial Watch would disappear if we didn't have the First Amendment protections that we have. Our work depends on a robust First Amendment. I mean, how do we educate people if we can't speak? We're an educational foundation.
Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.